This is the introduction to bibliology. Some of the first things that we need to understand when we're looking at bibliology are just basic terms. One of the basic terms that we need to look at is the term Bible. It comes from the Greek biblos, and it was a name given to the outer coat of the papyrus reed in Egypt about 1100 BC. The other term, biblia, was a second century term for writing. And it comes from the Latin, and then over to the French, and then into the English language, and it is just basically writings. Another term that we need to look at is the term testament. The Hebrew word for testament is berith, which means covenant. A covenant is a pact arranged between two parties. The Greek term for testament is diatheke. There's some great divisions in the Bible. We first find the Old Testament, and the basic difference between the Hebrew Old Testament and the Protestant Old Testament is the order in which they are arranged. The Hebrew's distinction is confirmed by Jesus in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, where it says, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the laws of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Note the three aspects that Jesus mentions in that same passage: the law of Moses, the prophets, and the writings. With the law, you would find, especially in the Hebrew Bible, you would find the Pentateuch, which would include Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Hebrew Bible then would go into the second division, which would be the prophets. They had the former prophets, which include Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and Kings, and then the latter prophets, which include Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the 12. Then they would go into the last section, which would include writings. They would have under the writings section 1, which would be the poetic books, including Psalms, Proverbs, and Job. The second section under writings would be the five rolls, which is the Song of Solomon, Ruth, Lamentation, Esther, and Ecclesiastes. And then the last one, which would be the historical books under the writings, is Daniel, Ezra, through Nehemiah and Chronicles. So if you were to pick up a Hebrew Bible, one of the first things that you would notice is its order would be different compared to what we would have in our modern day Old Testament. However, the contents would be the same. It would end in the Hebrew Bible with the book of Chronicles. Also, major distinctions within the Bible you'll find within the Old Testament. You can see Jesus would be in the shadows, whereas in the New Testament, he's there in substance. In the Old Testament, he's pictured in many of the things and the events that are going on in the Old Testament, but he is in person in the New Testament. He is a type in the Old Testament, but he is revealed in truth when we get to the New. We can see him in the many rituals that are there, but also in reality in the New Testament. He's latent in the Old Testament, patent in the New, prophesied in the Old, and present in the New. And he's implicitly related in the Old Testament and explicitly revealed in the New. And so the Old Testament is a picture of what is to come, or a type. You can see many types of the Lord Jesus Christ as we get into the New Testament where it's fulfilled. When we get to the New Testament, we're going to be talking a lot about that later on, so I'm going to hold off on discussing anything at this moment. There are major divisions within bibliology. As we go into this, you'll discover very shortly. You will see that one of the major subjects is Revelation, and then after Revelation, we'll be looking at inspiration, and then the authority of Scriptures, and then the illumination of Scriptures, and then the interpretation, animation, and then the preservation of the Word of God. So those are the basic divisions that we're going to be finding within bibliology. Thank you.